This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frascas. One of the nation's largest single immigration enforcement actions took place in Colorado Springs this past weekend. About 100 people were detained at a venue that hosts parties in a strip mall. The raid happened at about 3 a.m., similar to an ICE action in Commerce City earlier this year. No criminal charges have been filed in either raid. CPR's Allison Scherer reports they are meant to place as many people as possible into deportation proceedings.
They haven't given us any list of any of these people. They're probably at the Immigration Detention Center right now in Aurora, and they'll go into deportation proceedings. In the first raid, similar to this, we know that some of those people have ended up fighting those cases, saying they aren't trained de Aragua, they just had a clock tattoo, or they're not trained de Aragua, they're actually running from trained de Aragua. All of the allegations right now, it's early. I don't think we know exactly that they're all just going to go into immediate deportation.
CPR's Allison Sherry. A district court judge in western Colorado has sided with the Methodist Church, facing citations over an unhoused campground on church property. The ruling says the dispute should return to Montrose Municipal Court, even if the case becomes a matter of freedom of religion. Church attorney Jock Fleming says they are far from that.
First of all, we didn't violate any ordinances, so none of the First Amendment stuff even matters.
The church has received dozens of citations. The ruling means those must remain at the city level. Skies will be mostly clear overnight in Montrose with lows in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, sunny and 70 degrees. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.